Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another night of Astro Mind 2012. I am your host with Roy. Roy, are you there?
Yes, Adrian, I'm here. And again, I want to welcome back all our longtime callers and listeners. And we're looking forward to another great night of Astro Mind 2012. And what's on the agenda for tonight, Adrian?
Well, Roy, I'd like to start off with some paranormal activity. And I have this chart here, which I've been using on ornum.com. You can go there, by the way, and get a reading, a private reading with me on that website. It's called ornum.com, and my name is Astromind, and it's just Astromind in all capital. And you can go there and get a reading with me. And I got this chart that's over 50 questions regarding health, love, and relationships. It can even goes into your pH level, your health, how to reverse cancer, essential oils, and it even has a channeling place on it where you can channel and speak to spirits with it. And I was also listening to a guy that was that I've been learning from online on Ornum, and he was speaking to some spirits on his pendulum, and he was saying that the number 9 came up in this lady's reading, and he said number 9 represents disaster, which means, you know, there's a lot of disaster in her relationship, he was saying, around her. That's what number 9 represents. So that's kind of interesting. What do you get from that, Roy?
You know, we know that, you know, the spirit world, you know, it's just, you know, whether it you're using, you know, pendulums or the tarot or even a Ouija board, you know, a lot of it is, you know, entering into that dimension. So we know that there's a lot of different tools out there that can be used in order to contact spirits, and a lot of these messages come through with, you know, different tools. And a lot of it is being open-minded, being, you know, connected, and being at the right, you know, vibration. And what else do you want to share with the agent?
Well, I just wanted to share that that it's interesting how divination has come so far, you know, with the ruins and the pendulum and the Ouija board and channeling and spirit communication and hypnosis, and how that all plays into divination. And how we can all see visions, and sweat lodge is another form of divination where you're able to see the future in the fire, like scrying, looking into water. So it's kind of very interesting, and you know, talking and even talking about Ed Danes about remote viewing, how he's able to go in with remote viewing and see things by drawing things out. Which I think is very amazing from the subconscious mind, how he's able to do that.
That's so interesting. And we know that, you know, remote viewing is very powerful also. And, you know, it's almost like they can just go to exact, you know, place, time, or you know, or and you know, bring back information. So a lot of it is, you know, has to do with you know, getting to that right, you know, vibration, you know, making that connection. We know that there's no time and space. So there's no limit, you know, where the subconscious can go. Just wanted to share that. And what else do you have to share?
Well, I just wanted to share that it reminds me almost like the movie Star Wars, which, you know, I've been watching a lot lately, and how Star Wars had the good force and the bad force, and how they say, let the force be with you. I feel like, you know, how do we know that our life isn't like Star Wars, and that there is a good and bad force that we're governed by?
You know, if you look at it in the way of different, you know, religions, you know, what they believe, a lot of it, you know, has, you know, some of the same concept, you know, of Star Wars, you know, where there is a spiritual battle going on, you know, there is good forces and bad forces, you know, that are fighting each other, and, you know, to help, you know, people, you know, so that we can live a more, you know, peaceful life and more one of happiness and more of unconditional love. I mean,
mm-hmm.
You know, if we look at the media, you know, we see all this fighting, all these killings, you know, a lot of things that are going on, you know, in the world, and we know that, you know, this is not normal, this is not right. And we should, you know, all be living in happiness. What's your feelings on that, Adrian?
And I believe that, you know, like what my friend Reed was saying about how everything has to reach to a certain point to reach the stage of happiness, which means, you know, like he was saying, that we have to go through like a rebirth. And everything has to die in order for everything to transcend and everything to transform. And I think that's just part of death, you know, that it's like saying off with the old and on with the new. And we're going through like a big transformation. And I do believe that it is like a rebirth that we're all going through. And
that is so true.
And I think that's why we're going through things.
You know, what do we learn, you know, from these lessons? You know, this is our school. You know, this is our university.
Mm-hmm.
And if, you know, people aren't learning, then they'll have to come back and do it again.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that, you know, a lot of that has to do with the, with the karmic laws, you know. Main thing is we all can change our way of thinking, and, you know, and so, you know, I think we're at that time, that crucial time in our lives where we just have to look at things in a different way. And what's your feelings on that, Agent?
Well, I just wanted to share that I think that everything is based on perspective on how you want to live your life and what you want to experience, and that's why we're here, is to grow, learn, and experience. And it's like what Maxwell says, whether you want to be poor or whether you want to be rich or whether you want to be famous or whether you want to be popular is up to us. And it's all about experience, and it's all about what roles we play in our lives. And what's true to us is true to us, and what's true to them is true to them. And I believe what's real or what's imagined, it plays the same way based on our perception and how we view things. Because what's real for someone may not be real for someone else, and that's the role that they play. And that's based on, you know, like Maxwell says, we come here based on free will and choice, what we want. to experience, and that's why everyone's going through different kinds of experiences, because we all have different contracts.
Well, we know that, you know, we're at that time now, you know, where things are starting to unfold, and people are starting to, their minds are starting to open up to what really is going on around. Main thing is, just like in the movie Wizard of Oz, who is that person behind the curtain? And I think, you know, we're getting close to finding that out.
Mm-hmm.
And what's your feelings on that, Ada?
Well, everyone keeps saying that we're going, you know, that we're all going through doom and gloom, but I don't look at it that way. I look at it as a new beginning, that it will be a time where everyone will turn towards the spiritual and return back to where we came from and where our origin came from. That's where we're going to ascend. And everyone's going to ascend differently into their own origin in their own time frame, and that will be their choice. And whether it's lower dimensions or higher dimensions, they're all the same, because God is the same and we're all the same as God. So, you know, so the reality is that we're all going to return back to God. And that's where we came from, back to source.
You know, and that's so interesting, because we hear that this reality that we live in is, you know, a reality of duality. You know, and that's why there has to be good and evil. There has to be light and darkness. You know, there has to be one and then the opposite of that. And what's happening, like you say, is so that we could return back to oneness, so that we can lift, you know, our vibration and, you know, and descend into the new world. And, you know, and that's how we have to look at things, not as, you know, something being bad, but, you know, so that we can prepare ourselves for the new coming, and so that we could live in a world of peace and happiness and, you know, and all the positive things that we would want, you know, for us and our families. I just wanted to share that with you.
Well, that's wonderful. I think that there should be no limit to any belief. I think that, like Maxwell said, we should all be open to the possibilities that everything can exist. And I think that, in my mind, I think that everything does exist. And that's just my mind, because there are no limitations to what God can do. You know, the only limitations is what we see and feel and hear, you know, and what we accept to see. And so there are no
limitations.
You know,
what's interesting is when we're in the dream state, anything is possible.
Exactly.
And which one is real? Is the dream state real, or is this reality real? In which we place limits on ourselves.
Exactly.
I mean, how do we know that the dream world is, you know, is the real world?
And it's like what Max says, we all have to just trust the process where we go with our lives.
Right.
Whether we're poor, whether we're rich. I mean, that makes a lot of sense to me, because we all have to experience and fulfill our contract while we're here.
That's true.
It doesn't matter whether other judge us or they don't understand us or all that, really don't matter. What matters is if we fulfill our contracts while we're here, and then we can ascend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of it is... you know, people's belief system, you know. You know,
well, you're always
going to
have people that don't understand.
Yeah.
It's not about whether they judge or whether they say it's not real, or it's a lot of it's because they don't understand it.
Right.
And if
they don't
understand
that, when usually when they judge it.
Exactly, because the mind can't comprehend what you're what you're trying to say.
Right. Just like if you had never seen a spirit before, you would probably, you know, try to say to yourself, well, that's just my imagination. There
mm-hmm.
really wasn't anything there.
Once they saw a UFO.
Yeah.
So a lot of it is because they can't process the information.
Right.
In their subconscious, so they have to judge it right away.
Right.
And judging is almost similar to analyzing. And analyzing is okay because your mind has to process the information. But they're taking it to a lower level, a lower vibration, by judging.
Yeah, like, you know, like you told me, it's okay to be skeptical as long as you're open-minded.
Exactly.
You know, when you're closed-minded, that's what's not okay.
And that's why I always say to people who are skeptical, be open to the possibilities. And that's one of the reasons why Maxwell brings that up a lot, because what it does is it opens up the endorphins in the brain. And it allows people to be open to the possibilities of what's going on around them. Rather than being closed off, he just opened up their brain. So he's opened up the door.
Right.
And once they open up that doorway, now they can see in a whole different, you know, perspective about what's going on around them.
That's so true.
Because I believe perspective is what holds us back, you know, because we're closing everything else off, you know, our chakras, our beliefs, we're taking everything to a lower level. And see, like I said, there are no such thing as good and bad and evil and dark and light. Black and white is just a color.
Right.
It's a perspective, it's a belief system, and it can be easily changed with hypnosis. And how you would do that is you just basically say, you know, be open to the possibility that black and white is just a color and you're taking yourself there to a dark place. You're not, you know, that it really don't exist, you're just taking yourself there.
Right.
Because that's how we've always been programmed to believe, you know.
Well, we were programmed to believe that fire burns.
Well, that too, and that's another belief system.
Yeah.
Black and white is another belief system. I mean,
right.
You can say, okay, well, red and blue exist, and it's evil, and it's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's another belief system, you know.
Right.
Now, if you were on another planet and you said, well, that guy's in the dark, he's in darkness, you know, we're going to send him to a dark place. Well, you know, on another planet, you would say, I'm going to send him to blue, and he's going
to
be red.
Mm.
See, that's another belief system, because now you're projecting colors, you know.
Right. Not only that, but you're associating that color with the place.
Exactly. So now you're sending yourself there. Because
yeah.
Now what you're doing is you're projecting your mind to that dimension.
Mm-hmm. Right.
See what I mean? And that's where it's all based on intention. And it's like, people are not evil. People just take themselves to be evil, and they take themselves there.
Right. Well, you know, we've been taught ever since we were young, if you're good, you're going to heaven. If you're bad, you're going to hell.
Exactly. It's like going to a doctor and saying you're going to die in 6 years.
Yeah.
Or you're going to die in 4 years. You're going to die in 3 years or two or one. You're never going to get better. See all the negative programming?
Mm-hmm.
And Maxwell would agree with this. This is all negative programming.
And that's interesting because there's a book called Dead Doctors Don't Lie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That sort of sums that up.
And they do it to get rich.
Right.
I mean, in order to really tell if someone has something, they would have to either take the x-rays or they would have to test their blood. And they can't determine by looking at something and saying it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
They can tell you that, and your subconscious will believe it. You know? I mean,
they can't explain, you know, when they say something and it turns out to be just the opposite, you know.
Doctors are great hypnotists.
Yeah.
Psychologists are great hypnotists because psychologists, they study hypnotism. They study the mind. They know how it works. So that is first thing to use against their clients. You know? And if you can just imagine somebody like Maxwell being a psychologist, I mean, he can take everyone and hypnotize them, and they wouldn't even know what happened.
No.
Because people are so vulnerable. And that is one of the reasons why we have a high rate of people who are on medication, because people are so vulnerable to the pharmaceutical.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we've seen how fast people...
That's why the medical and the pharmaceutical companies are so rich.
And we've seen how fast people go under hypnosis.
Oh, yeah. I mean, sometimes it's as fast as snapping your fingers.
Exactly. But
we have any callers tonight?
No callers. I was going to say something. Here's the hard part. Being a light worker, you're more immune to take yourself to a dark place because you attract dark people. And well, it doesn't mean that they're dark. It doesn't mean they're light. It just means they take themselves to a dark place.
Right.
So they try to pull the light workers into their dark dimensions so that way they can see what they're doing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're the light barrier. You know, you're like the candle that they have to hold.
Right.
And you are the oil, you are the anointment. And that's pretty much what Jesus said when he was holding up the oil and the anointment to the three virgins.
Wow.
That made me think about that, you know, as a light worker, what energy are we putting out? How do we affect the people who take themselves into dark places?
Right.
You know. And nobody forces them to go there. They just take themselves there because there's some kind of sacred contract or karma or something they have to learn from that.
That's all true.
Or something that they want to experience that they didn't get to experience in their last life. So Nobody can really explain why they take themselves there, but they do it because it's part of their sacred contract.
That's true.
See, it's interesting because all our dimensions that we live in our lives are all different. Our perspectives are different. And like Maxwell says, there's no other authority but yourself.
Yeah.
Which is true. Because you control your own brain, you control your own thinking, you control your own perspective and your own dimension, and nobody else can affect you unless you allow them to.
All right.
Sometimes we do allow things to happen to us, and then we have to step back and say, okay, what did I do wrong? Next time, I'll make sure I protect myself, make sure next time I'll learn something different, you know. So analyzing is also being analytical, which is good sometimes, because you could step back and see what you did wrong, or think about what you did wrong.
And
it's
interesting
because isolation is the same kind of way. It's interesting because isolation is also in the ruins. And you'll see kind of a one on the ruins, the stones,
mm-hmm.
and that represents isolation. Isolation is stepping back and thinking of what you did wrong. Or going into a quiet room and meditate and ask for guidance or clarity. You know. And it's just interesting how all the Celtic gods play a big role in our lives too, which is kind of interesting.
Well, like I mentioned, you know, we don't work alone. You know, whether
our
ascended masters, you know, our guardian angels, or any of the angels, you know. Because we have our archetypes that are with us all the time.
And I think they're all part of that soul pool that we all live in.
Right.
You know, it's interesting because sacred contracts is like one big soul pool that we're all living together in this big giant pool, and the people we come in contact with is part of that soul pool, that soul connection.
That's interesting. Do you remember a while back you had a client that she kept saying that she had a demon that was trying to, you know, it was tormenting her.
Uh-huh.
But then after you explained to her about how the sacred contract worked, then
mm-hmm.
she learned how to work along with that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All that demon did was take himself into a dark place, and he pulled her with her.
Yeah.
It really wasn't something that was evil or good. It's just he's been programmed this way. So that way, if you could change his programming and change her programming, then they can work together. Kind of like a relationship.
Right.
If you can get them both to cooperate and to work together as a team, then they will. But if you can't, then they're going to make each other miserable, and that's why relationships never work out.
Hmm.
Because you both have different perspectives, you both have different beliefs, and one or the other takes themselves to a dark place, and then they go into isolation. or they go into the lower dimensions in a different state of consciousness, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I was reading about this, and it's called the conscious and the unconscious mind. And it talks about how our brain can pull us into those dark places. There's different neurons in your brain that take you to those dark places and experience
mm-hmm.
those dark places for a lesson that you have to learn. Because that's part of your contract.
Can your phone breaking up?
Can you hear me?
It's still breaking up.